everybody, and welcome to this, not a podcast, but a commentary track from your friends at The Incomparable. This is going out to our members. Thank you for being members. And we're going to do a commentary track. We're going to complete the Holy Trilogy and do Return of the Jedi, following up our commentary tracks on Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back. Those are the first two movies, and you probably know that. Anyway, joining me to do a commentary track on this movie are these wonderful people. Aline Sims, hello.
Hello. A little bit of trivia. This is the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater.
Wow.
I was a few months old, and my mom was like, I am not missing Star Wars. So I went to the movies with her.
It's like my daughter and the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man, because it was like, there's a Spider-Man movie, and we're going to go see it. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry. Cicero Holmes is here. Cicero Yubnub.
Daniel Yubnub.
It's a little Ewok greeting. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Dan Morin is here. Hello.
So be it, Jedi. Like Aline, I saw this was the first movie I remember seeing in the theater, but I was older. I was like three or four.
Kelly Gamont is here. Hi.
I am. I got to see this because it was a summer when four of my cousins were living in the vicinity, and all of us ended up having to go. My uncle was tasked with getting all my cousins and I all out of the house, and he decided the way to do that was to take us to that Star Wars movie that he'd heard so much about. So I do remember seeing it in the theater.
And John Syracuse is here. John, Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
I'm excited to finish out the original trilogy with all you wonderful people. How we doing?
Same as always, John.
Thank you, Dan.
You know,
references are acknowledged. Okay, here's how this works. You, dear listener, will watch Return of the Jedi with us. So I hope you didn't start it already, because we haven't started it yet. Don't do that.
Rewind.
We're going to watch the movie and we're going to start pressing play at the beginning, where there's the 20th Century Fox thing that happens, now a division of Disney, before the Star Wars thing comes in. And so you should get the movie queued up to that part, and I'm going to count us in. And when I reach one, I want you to press play. Along the way, the Incomparable's robot announcer will occasionally say a line of dialogue in order to tell you where you are and if you're synced up or not. And you can pause either this or your movie in order to get back in sync. But it'll be like you're watching the movie with us. Also, a note, if you're using a podcast player that shortens silences or plays at more than 1x speed, turn those features off, because it won't work.
Or don't. Strange number of people listen to me not playing commentary tracks.
Yes, if you like to listen to podcasts at 2x, I suggest you also watch this movie at 2x, or you'll be very confused. And you will be anyway, quite frankly, if you're watching a movie at 2x. Anyway, those
but
are my notes.
But if you put on this commentary track and you also play Dark Side of the Moon at the same time.
Actually, the new thing that the kids do is they play our commentary tracks over The Wizard of Oz. And
there you go.
See how that works. And
it
who
always
knows?
Sinks.
It always thanks. All right. Mm-hmm. And with that, I'm going to instruct my dear listeners and you, dear panelists, we're going to start the movie when I say one, because it's always a question. Is it when you say one, or is it 1 second after you say one? It's when I say one. And
so
here we go.
Three, two, play is what you're saying.
Yes. Kay. Three, two, one, which means play. Yes.
It's good so far.
This is the fanfare for Fox. It's Fox. Fox is dead now. It's Fox.
If you look really closely, you can see the mouse. It's an Easter egg. It's hidden inside the O of the 20th.
It's so brilliant that this part was just for Lucasfilms, but you only got to hear it then.
Mm-hmm. When does this movie take place?
In
far away.
Eighth grade for me.
Whatever, old man.
You don't know how hard it was to wait for Return of the Jedi when you're a sixth grader.
My cousin was worried she was going to die before this movie came out.
The whole seventh grade was super tense because we were getting to summer and it was like, there's going to be a Star Wars movie. Don't die. Don't mess anything up. There's going to be a Star Wars movie.
Let's appreciate the even spacing in that first paragraph there. Pretty good for full justified.
There's no giant like gap, right?
Well, they're doing letter spacing instead to fill the gaps and stuff.
Yes.
I know. That's a good job.
Topography.
Why is the Galactic Empire always so shouty?
This would be more readable though if it was a little more, a little higher angle. It's yeah. It's pretty down low.
We're watching the version with gate weave. I like that. Watch those letters wiggle back and forth, back and forth.
Yes, this is a good opportunity to say we're going to watch the despecialized version, which is basically the version that was shown in theaters that fans have taken. If you can go find that, that's great. If you're watching we'll also release a regular edition version. So if you're watching Disney Plus, you're presumably listening to that edition. And if you're not, you could go get that one. It's also available.
Yeah, I'm recording it twice with all the same dialogue, basically.
I'm going to retime it for the bad version that is available because of George Lucas. Anyway, here's a movie.
And by retime it, he means he'll adjust the color of all of our words.
whoa.
A couple more CG elements.
I just remove all of our statements and replace it with screaming whenever there's special edition insertions.
In case you're wondering if they're working on the Death Star, the first shot of the movie tells you they are.
They built a second Death Star?
Almost.
That's part of the manifesto.
This is what was left over after the Death Star blew up, is there was still part of it left.
So is that the planet
in the background? Is that the planet that Endor is the moon of?
Oh my god, don't even get me started.
Oh no.
No, the moon is also known as Endor.
Also known as Endor, yeah. It's Endor, right. And then Endor is the moon of Endor, and think about it. It's just too confusing. Oh, look at that.
You're making my Endor hurt.
I think my favorite part of that is their code clearance is blue, which is like the worst code ever.
Yeah.
which color is it today, guys? It could
be a 4-digit code for your Enterprise Starship. So.
Yeah, it's about as secure.
This is an important scene because you have to establish that there's codes and clearances, and this is what you have to do when you're flying a shuttle. It'll be important later in the movie.
That's sure.
Spoilers.
Also, they get to reuse that matte painting there of the Death Star hangar.
Mm-hmm. It's the law of economy of Death Star.
Do you think people who work in this hangar get sick of that siren?
Oh, God.
Every time a ship lands.
No, they only do it when Vader shows up. It's very special.
This scene. So I've told this story before, but I'll say it again. This scene is in Lego Star Wars, and it's so great. Because my kids played Lego Star Wars all the way through. And this is the scene, by the way, of micromanagement, where this guy's been working on building the Death Star all this time, and now Death Star 2. And now the Emperor has sent Darth Vader to basically complete the construction. He's like, we're working as hard as we can.
Put him back on schedule.
Like, well, who is better at construction projects than a space wizard in a black cloak?
Right.
But there's no dialogue in Lego Star Wars. So in Lego Star Wars, they have this conversation, and all it is Darth Vader walking and then leaving the guy behind, and then the guy cries. And that's the whole thing. And so then we're watching this movie, and this scene plays out, and my son, as Darth Vader walks away, my son says, in the video game, that guy cries. But he should cry here, because it's like, I'm doing a good job, Vader. It doesn't matter.
He needs
the boss
more
says,
Jason.
Yes,
we got to build faster. Yep.
Right. I love those moments in Lego Star Wars, though.
Like, bureaucrats.
Really fun.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, so look, Vader works for IBM. This guy gave himself a self-review, gave himself a 4. And Vader came in and gave him a 2.
The Empire's stack ranking policy puts you in our bottom third. You must leave.
Wait, look how dirty the floor is. No CG floors in this one. They had to make a black, shiny floor, and then they shot it with a camera.
Yep.
And then they surrounded it by a matte painting.
Shiny-ish.
I have to say, watching this right now, I'm feeling for Vader because I'm sick, and so I have sounded like him a lot this last week.
The bureaucrat guy is like, he asked the impossible, and Vader should have said that is why you failed. But he didn't. He didn't say that.
He never trained with Yoda. I guess he did trade with Yoda.
But he saw the other movie.
Ah, that's right. That's true.
That's what it is.
Here's some... See, they talk about the new trilogy, and it's not current anymore, calling back to Star Wars, but like this whole thing in here is like, hey, everybody, Tatooine. Remember Tatooine from that first movie?
Yep.
We're back.
Yeah.
But it's a different part.
Yeah, it's totally still droids walking through the desert.
On suspiciously smooth sections made for
still a lot of sand. Yeah.
Sandworms flatten those out.
People gotta get back and forth between Jabba Hutt's palace and other places. It's a road. Come on.
Yeah. He wants it to be easy.
Goodness gracious me.
I remember thinking as a kid how it must have been cool to be a droid. You can knock really loud because you're made of metal. Which is like, what is this, Pig Latin? Well, they are kind of Pig Latin.
Tuta, Mishka, Jabba
Duat. Yeah, that's right.
Droid Latin? Is that what that would be?
I tell you, it was satisfying in whatever movie that was where the guy ripped this ball thing off.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Yeah.
It's like your stupid eyeball droid, whatever.
It's just asking to be ripped off.
Yeah.
Giving him the hairy eyeball.
I like how you can see the floor moving underneath the sand, too.
Yeah. R2 plows bravely forward. 3PO, not so much.
Oh. I always love the teeth on this door and like the moves in the floor.
Yes.
Like, it's weird, but atmospheric. Creepy spider
droid. What is a spider droid do?
What do spiders do? All they do is
in
be creepy.
In the old tales from Jabba's palace, they were like crazy monks who had their brains put in spider droids or something.
They're monks, and they like when they achieve some particular level, they get to put their brains in those things and like cruise around the palace.
Gross.
And it's bonkers, and I love it so much. Because somebody wrote a whole story about that thing in the background just there.
Pigmen.
Awesome.
Snakehead man.
I appreciate how slimy he looks.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the Twi'leks really got like a rehabilitation after Bib Fortuna, in which you think like, oh, yes, a creepy alien dudes. And then like, no, there are some really heroic ones in later on, which I like.
Yeah.
And that lady in the Mandalorian. And not realizing what he's saying. Gift? What gift? After he's the one who just said gift because he's translating. Rote translation.
I like how uncomfortable R2-D2 is there. Like, no touching.
Bad touch. Bad touch.
No.
Socially
no,
distance.
You.
I did not give my permission. No consent. No consent.
No, thank you.
But of course, it's Star Wars, and are droids people, and do they have rights? Meh.
Right.
Meh.
You know.
Noo-cha!
Yeah. This is a good underworld, you know. The first guy you meet will try to take whatever bribe or gift you have for himself.
Yep.
Oh, there's our dude.
Yes.
Getting his hookah on.
Yeah, I didn't realize Jabba was Dominican. But
he's got the bulldog by the door there.
Right.
That bullfrog.
Bulldog frog.
I always loved that Salacious Crumb has a middle initial. I don't know why that always made me so happy, but it totally does.
What could that leaf possibly be doing for him?
Got a Jawa in the background there. Right. It's great.
The decadence. Yeah.
Well, even then, George was trying to squeeze in as much as he possibly could in every single scene.
Yeah.
I was so confused by this hologram as a kid because it really made him look like a priest.
Yes.
I'm Luke Skywalker, Jedi priest.
And priest, yep. Mm-hmm.
He's got like the, it almost looks like the little Zod color
too. Look how nice it is.
It's very
our father,
80s.
Yes. Our father who art Darth Vader. Right. I just thought he was talking weird, and I felt like it was fake somehow, the way the cadence of his speech wasn't
He went to the school of acting for infomercials.
Okay. So,
These two droids. They can clean. They can touch.
What
they can
price would you pay now?
The vampire's
the droids also will make dinner and cut your tomato.
Salacious Crumb loves it.
I love the, the cackle.
Salacious Crumb has good
cuties now.
Yeah, but he kind of goes into English. He's no Jedi.
He's no Jedi. That was growing up in the Bronx. A lot of Puerto Ricans, and a lot of them would speak something called Spanglish. So you know, there'd be a lot of Spanish words, and then one English word or a phrase in there, and then back to Spanish.
They said he is no Jedi, it was always English. Right?
Yes, yes, he's no Jedi. It was always there is no translation out of English.
Salacious Crumb is a lot like Nelson on the Simpsons. He points and says, "Ha ha."
space rats.
How do those rats get up there? What are they doing?
Yes,
get up there from where?
Oh, a tentacle! No,
see,
I hate tentacles. Even worse.
I do love the Gamorrean punches the tentacle. Yeah.
Back off, tentacle,
Jimmy. You didn't have to hit me so hard. I'm just an extra.
just latex being pulled by fish and wire. Come on.
They do so well with R2 in this, though.
Oh, no. Do droids feel pain?
Yes.
Yes. It hurts my feelings.
I mean, why do they even put those steam jets on the bottom of his feet?
It's actually just like when you go to the spa and they put the hot rocks.
He's trying to cool it off, I guess.
I love when this guy opens a bar later.
Yes, or no, we'll do. That should be everyone's answer behind the desk.
Stop talking, stupid gold robot.
Splendid. We have been without an interpreter.
Yeah. English droids are great.
I also love that he has a mouth that moves that does not really work.
Yes.
It's not really lined
up. That was not a protocol droid.
I like how the drone quartering machine is right next to the reception desk.
Yeah.
Have you never been to a DoubleTree hotel, John? I also like the
don't leave me, R2, when he's getting taken away. 3PO's worldview is very 3PO centric.
So tall.
He's showing dominance.
More torture in the background. No.
He's used to it now.
I remember when this.
What does that Gong droid do to deserve that? Come on.
Right?
Max Rebo.
Oh, there we go.
Give me my Max Rebo.
Size
so
noodle.
If you're watching the special edition on Disney Plus, I don't know what to tell you. Right. You're watching equally.
Don't look at it, Marion.
Yes. Equally awful songs from different decades.
Yes.
This is not an awful song. This is a great song.
This is an awful song, John. This
is a great song.
Borderline.
He's not your man.
Feels like I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, sorry.
I love that clarinet. The clarinetist is my favorite.
Yeah.
Han's digging it.
Yes.
He seems totally frozen, but he's slightly alive, and when we're playing, his heart rate goes slightly up.
I've heard this song 157 times.
From one beat a minute to two beats a minute.
Right. Time's up, Jabba.
Oh, Jabba.
He's so gross.
The first time he
was on the chain, but when she goes onto the floor, I guess the chain releases. It was always confusing logistically.
That's the first time we got a good look, like, at Jabba with his mouth open, and I just remember being revolted.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed this bit at the beginning once the movie was available to watch at home, because I liked getting to pause and look at all the other robots and stuff and see, like, all the other characters that are in this part.
Save a little money, not showing the Rancor, also builds tension because we don't know what's down there.
That is true.
Is Chewie just beating up these guys off screen though?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Chewie's beating them up, and then he's
in
totally
handcuffs.
Calm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yato.
What Chewie is saying is, this is a stupid plan.
Why am I always a prisoner?
I hate this plan.
It's really hard to disguise it.
Is the plan really that we're going to get captured and taken to the sail barge and then kill him? That seems intricate.
That's plan C.
That's plan A.
Why can't we just do plan A?
Leia doesn't speak.
They tried
Leia doesn't
plan
speak Sherwook, so it's a real problem.
Yes.
I'm just saying Chewie's a malcontent.
Wouldn't you be?
Wookie.
Slap into handcuffs every 20 minutes isn't everybody's idea of a good time.
Chewie's having a bad hair day here, too.
Yeah, toe.
You know, the desert's really hard on your hair.
Don't smack the messenger.
Is there a movie in which 3PO does not get abused in some way?
He doesn't get splatted in green slime, most of them, though.
Yeah,
he usually gets disassembled or something.
Right.
Yes.
Not in A New Hope.
Yeah, he does. He gets he falls off the cliff when the Tusken Raiders attack Luke.
Oh, you're right.
That's right.
And he gets disassembled in Empire.
In Empire,
I've got to close his eyes.
Look
good
what
idea.
Happened to me.
Hey, close my eyes. The bomb can't get
Dan,
me.
Dan, there's like a Rodian back behind Jabba there somewhere,
I know.
Isn't there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is. You can see him briefly when Leia and Chewie come in.
So aren't you proud of me? Like 5 years ago, I would have said there's a Greedo. Behind him. But no, I know what it is now. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Damn you. I don't know.
I love the thing on Boosh's helmet that has like the two lines that go up and down. That's like my favorite little bit of costuming there. You can see it much better in the scene where she unfreezes.
Like so many things in Star Wars, that one little thermal detonator prop would find itself being modeled into video games for the next several decades.
Also, right.
Now,
for
now it's like a drink container at Disney.
Bounty Hunter nod.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of my favorites of all
That's
time.
Not a nod. It's a pickup nod. Hey,
no,
ladies.
It's a nod. It's a respect. Game recognized game.
It's a little bit of respect, but it's also a little bit, hey.
Hey, right.
Lando bumps his head.
Who could bumps this his be? Head, yeah.
It's a great... Great disguise
don't pull your
there,
disguise
Lando.
Down, dude.
That's right.
Lando always mugging for the camera.
Right. I contend that Jabba knew he was there.
Mm.
That's a little foreshadowing.
Jabba knows more than he's letting on.
Frog. Yeah.
Oh, the frog.
Yes.
Mm. I always forget about that.
Stealth frog.
And the frog burp.
Yep. Classic.
I like the job. Everyone just kind of sleeps in the throne room. Like they don't go to their bedrooms. It's just we're part of the court. It's like at the king's court. You know, in medieval times, they all just slept in the.
Basically, they can't leave until Jabba isn't there anymore. And sometimes I think Jabba just. Like they wait
but
till
he's
he passes
there.
Out.
He's just like rolled no, back
but,
into the back.
But they wait till he passes out, and then they can't move because they'll wake him up. So they all just have to just stay there and be still
like
and
big,
fall
like
asleep.
Yeah. Well, what's your other option? Sleep out there with the spider monks.
The party never ends at Jabba's palace.
I mean, it makes it harder for her to do her like heist here because all the people are sleeping right around. It's gonna be real quiet.
Do you like the lighting I installed for my favorite piece of art?
This is track lighting. This is a Han Solo, which you can get at IKEA.
They so upsold me to the LED lighting, but I think it works. How do you feel?
Oh, quiet. So I'm going to point out something here. Like when you see an actor in a lot of different movies,
spiky gloves, by the way.
You tend to see them do the same. You see whatever mannerisms they have. So Harrison Ford's mannerism when he's severely injured or physically damaged is a lot of stiff finger pointy arm shaking. You see him do it in Indiana Jones, and you will see him do it here when he comes out of Carbonite.
Yes. Yeah.
They're beaming him down. Oh, now he's going to heaven.
I like that you can hear his voice modulation change when he goes from like the who are like where am I to who are you.
Yeah.
Some nice work there. He's very shaky and then he gets
just like Bib Fortuna, he's also very wet.
Yes.
He's frozen in carbonite, man.
Do your shaky stiff fingers thing. Here it comes. Here it is. He does it in Blade Runner as well, if you want to watch for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Harrison
I remember
Ford,
always
creature of habit.
Like the first time I was really like aware of this movie and being so surprised at the reveal.
Yeah.
I'm excited that his eyesight will return. I remember being upset when I watched this as a kid for the first time. Like he's blind. Oh, and he'll come back.
Is that a Dalek I hear? Who are you?
who
I know.
Are you?
Yeah. I love it.
Her makeup is great under that.
We should all have that music play when we take off our helmets.
Oh man,
absolutely.
I do.
Yeah. I get a lot. Bike helmet.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a Leia in the snow fortress at the beginning of Empire that's peak Leia, but this is very close to peak Leia right here.
Yeah. Yes.
I gotta say.
Ho, 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 ho.
I love that he starts talking the wrong direction.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, it's so good. She turns him. Well, get on the lazy Susan.
He's been frozen, but he's immediately ready to solo. He's, he goes from zero to solo in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Poodoo, oh, everybody.
That's so
I felt like I could always ignore that up until the Phantom Menace.
Mm. Yep. Yes. Bounty Hunter Leia is one of the action figures I remember actively going
now,
and tracking down, and I
Lando, bring her to me. That's what he says.
You got the whole composited in people in the background there too.
Yeah.
There's like eight guys operating Jabba.
Yeah.
Nobody
can.
Can we,
sweetie?
I could look.
Why are there always puddles in these?
Bad drainage.
Everything's got to be wet.
It's awfully wet here for a desert planet.
Yeah.
Well, it's the water table. It's deep beneath the surface.
You recognize Chewie just by his grunt.
Yes.
Well, that's how they met.
Yeah.
And the very underrated movie.
I agree.
Yes.
Stay tuned for our solo commentary coming sometime. I don't know. Eventually.
It's a great movie. Great
it
movie.
Is a great movie.
He's not heartened by Luke coming.
I like that he goes from sounding very stuffed up here.
Grandeur.
But then when he says the second I'm all right, his voice totally changes.
Yeah.
Then his voice goes normal for the second I'm all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. Chewie's hugging him. Oh, God, I want a Wookiee hug. I just want a Wookiee hug
right?
so bad.
He'll comb your hair for you, your slimy carbonite hair.
Oh, I'm man. What a boy crush I had on Luke Skywalker when he walked through here.
Who
was 7 years old.
Crush on Luke Skywalker? Like, really?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I did not.
I feel like this is a little dark side. I was more of a Han Solo girl, but...
I was absolutely Han Solo.
And dark side.
I think he's scary here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's scary. He's wearing black. He's pushing those guys away. It's like, is Luke all right? Because now he's got this power. But I think this movie sets it up right at the beginning here that Luke, we're not sure
it's
about
on the
Luke.
Edge.
And that's great because that is the whole question is how far is he going to go?
Yeah, he's wearing basically Emperor's robes here.
Yeah.
So Luke brought in this whole look of heroes wearing black. Mm-hmm. Into fandom because right after this was the Secret Wars with Spider-Man his black suit.
And
are
remember when we first see Luke, he's wearing a white top, the white jacket
goes
thing,
from white
and the light
to beige
pants.
Yeah. In Empire.
Yeah.
And
so
now
he does a good job with the Jedi mind trick. You've served your master well and you'd be rewarded a little positive reinforcement too.
There you go.
Not just brainwashing, but. Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Make him feel good about it. And then we'll make him say he must be allowed to speak. What do you mean he must be allowed to speak? He told me I would be rewarded.
Don't startle Jabba.
And there's the character everybody else had a crush on in Return of the Jedi.
Well,
he was very persuasive, Jabba.
Yes,
I must be Inkweezy.
You weak-minded fool. Oh, my goodness. We should use that
it's hard, it's hard to find good help, okay?
What? I mind trick.
It's untranslatable. It's just mind trick.
Huddies is a lot like Japanese. It just keeps pulling more and more words from English.
Yes.
I think even more like Gaelic, where they just sprinkle in the new words.
Yeah.
I always like to think that Jabba had a really big brain, like an elephant or a blue whale, and that's why it didn't work on him because it was brain size based.
He might even have like multiple brains, like a worm or something. Like
one in the tail.
There you go. Several.
Oh, no one listens to 3PO.
Standing on the floor.
I'm sure that's what
no
he was
going
to say.
No one even glances in his direction. He's just trying to help. So confident. Or be destroyed. Plan A does not work.
Yeah, plan A has just fallen down the hole.
Would have worked if you had listened to
3PO. I guess plan A was probably... Leia and Han get them out?
Plan A was you go in, you know, let him go or be destroyed. Right. He doesn't let him go, so fine, I'm going to destroy him. But now he goes down in a pit.
I was like, that's like plan L, dude.
Right.
Yeah. Just getting the shot of the claws at the beginning is so... Like, I really liked the reveal.
Let's appreciate the drool, the rancor drool.
Yes.
Watch it wiggle.
Some good acting there from Mark Hamill too. Yeah. Really selling like that there's something really terrifying there.
Yeah.
It's the matte lines he's scared of.
You know, people always complain about those. Didn't bother me.
Well, it just couldn't get any better than that. Oh, there we go.
Oh, so good.
And,
so good.
Yes.
Gamorrean.
Another Rhaegar likes more.
Finger licking good.
Watch,
he just goes inside.
Yeah.
I always loved the fact that you can also see when the Rancor breathes, his like head goes in, like on the top of his head. It goes like concave. Yeah. It's super weird. I love it.
He's just the freakiest looking alien.
Also, the limitations of stop motion make for a large creature that moves more realistically like a large creature. Like these days, there's a tendency to make everything animate very quickly and dramatically, but large creatures tend to move slowly.
There's a lot of puppetry here too. They all the smooth movement. They chose the right moments to do puppetry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, what, you know, the articulated model that they're moving has limited flexibility because it's just an armature or whatever. Whereas right. in CG, you can make a creature that size be drool. Like lightning fast and, you know, moving everywhere and having all sorts of articulation.
Oh.
Luke's plan here to hide in the rocks. Not great.
Yeah.
He's improvising.
Hitting the finger with a rock. Okay, fine.
But I, yeah, I like that that worked.
He just got his manicure.
It's an owie.
I mean, it hurts. Like, it makes sense. You get hit with a rock on your fingertip, it would hurt.
Now, this is every boss battle ever, right? Because, you know, then you run to the other side.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they have the invisible walls to keep you from leaving.
That rain core wasn't even supposed to be here today.
Yeah.
Oh, God, when I had the videotape version of this, that scene where you cut up to Leia and Salacious Crumb is a pan.
Yep.
So it cuts up and then it's Salacious Crumb and it pans over to Leia. And I, like, for years, I thought that was the way that scene looked.
No!
Oh! Oh! He was just trying to live his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Trying
my,
to eat.
My favorite bit. And I think it's Roger Ebert's Return of the Jedi review. He writes about how the truth is that there's always somebody who loves you, even if it's a monster. And here it is. It's the monster trainer. He's so sad. He's put his whole life into training that Rancor.
This is not... It's funny because this isn't a scene that you need in any way.
No.
It's delightful.
Why is the Rancor's trainer there?
It defines the world. The world that we live in. Like the same way of like the organized crime and how you have the trainer. And, you know, it's a comedy.
He's got his buddy here. He's got his goat face buddy.
By his friend.
No.
Yeah. Come on, it's I'll buy you some blue milk.
Oh, we'll get you another Rancor.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
There'll only ever be one Billy Rancor, and it was new when he's dead.
I just love the establishing of like how we doing same as always, because it's like the acknowledgement of like we know kind of what like how good we are.
We've
at these
been here
things.
For two movies and it never really goes smoothly.
Yeah,
but they're now, not.
Jabba could kill them all here, right? But instead, he's like, "Why don't we go on my sail bar?"
That's his whole deal. Is like it's all about the theater and like I mean, he needs something to entertain him. That's why he's got this big setup here.
Yeah.
What good is being
Why
crime lord
you
if
you
can't do this stuff like this?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Still confident. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Why are you still confident,
Luke? Mistake you'll ever make.
Yes. Let me see.
Do you realize you're losing, Luke? Why are you saying that? Oh, but
I know.
He's got other plans.
Now, was it the last mistake he ever made?
I mean, he probably made some smaller mistakes after this, but it was certainly the last big mistake.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
the terrible stop motion of that guy walking
a drink that he ordered a drink that wasn't very good at one point, right here. And so that was technically the last mistake he
connect
made.
Connect Leia to him with a chain, which turned out to be his fatal mistake.
That was,
But he had been doing that for a while, so it's like a continuation of a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at the... I love this dialogue.
So
is among my favorites.
Yeah.
I was born.
You can die too.
Convenient.
Now watch his expression. Oh, great. Watch his expression.
Oh.
You know, you could just ask.
I feel like if she ran fast enough, she could wall flip off of Jabba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see you're serving drinks. So literal, R2.
I love how R2's just like, all right, I guess I'm rolling with it.
So many attachments for your R2 unit.
Yeah. I mean, it's like bartending is one of his secondary functions.
Does it have the pasta machine?
It's optional. And the meat grinder.
There's an air fryer.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
I appreciate the Star Wars-ness of the shape of the drawbridge thing. Or
it's so good
plank.
With a little plank at the end.
It's not just rectangular, because that wouldn't be Star Wars.
Right.
Oh.
And the guy who's driving around, because he's just having fun.
Patrolling.
Doing cookies in a sail barge.
I always appreciated that, again, 3PO continues to carry out his duties. Hope you will die honorably, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't believe it, but it's his job, so he's going to read the lines.
But that's what he's got to say,
Love Luke's look back. So, you're like, yeah, maybe tone it down, Han.
I mean, what are you going to do? Kill us? This is a play? We're being defiant, right?
You're at a 9. Could you be like a 7?
What do you mean, Luke? You're about to go in the pit.
That's like a wooden spoon you use to eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So, plank. Yeah, this plank is a springboard.
There's the timing of the big trumpet sound to him being pushed by the stick. I always love that.
Yes,
The music here and this whole scene is amazing. This is like a study this action sequence. Han doesn't know what the hell is going on. The Luke Skywalker salute.
Oh, what's that?
No one's ever tried this before.
Might work.
The flip is just for flair. He didn't need to do that.
Well, it gets him extra. It gets him extra points with the East German judge.
This was like the equivalent of the big, like, oh, you see lots of people with Jedi. It's just like you give someone a lightsaber on a crowded sail barge, and you just go to town.
But I like the lightsaber here works like a baseball bat.
Wilhelm. We don't have those Wilhelms in the middle of 20 screams. You get it, all right, up front.
Oh, Lando, you didn't get to stay on the boat very long. Boba Fett.
You can't mess up.
He gets the slide whistle, too. It's like, so. Yeah. I like that he gets his gun cut off immediately. Very, very emasculating. Good combo. Yeah. Lots
Do
of things
we like
going
Lando
on.
Now? I always thought he ought to be confused.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love that scene where he's standing on the front of the other barge and they all try to shoot him and he just like leans over with the lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
So, that great kick right there. Use the force. Yeah. Kick that guy in the face.
More like bye bye, Fett.
Boba Fett just goes down like a chump. Oh, no. I thumbs down.
Equipment malfunction.
Yes.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Go Leia. Yeah.
Yes.
Leia. Team Leia.
Yes.
100%.
Time's up, Jabba.
Oh, yeah.
Not so fun being a mobile slug now, is it? It was a good escalation for this rescue scene where you got the blind guy trying to rescue the guy on the rope and they get farther apart before they get closer.
Oh, the tail. Tail twitches.
That's the sign you're getting close. Oh, good noises.
And the tongue out, too.
It's Jordan.
Oh, nice big tilt. Practical set tilting.
I gotta jump to another one.
Boarding party of one.
This time at the climbing wall really help with the finger strength to grip on those little edges?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy Dee Williams is... I don't think it's quite yet, but his scream when the tentacle grabs him is fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's here.
Oh, God.
So this is good Lando and Han relationship talk during their rescue here, too. They're friends, but they're also constantly correcting each other and questioning each other.
Backseat shooting a little higher.
Yeah.
Oh, 3PO, come on.
3PO, no. How did you even get there? It's like you threw yourself at him.
It's such a good 3PO moment. He's defeated by the smallest Muppet.
Yes.
He's just slowly eating his eye. Yeah. Which is such a salacious crumb thing to do.
And my
where
favorite.
Should I point it?
These are good plans. I feel like this is a well-executed, you know, this is maybe plan C, but they have, you know. He goes under the sail barge when he needs to. Arthur does his one job, which is to save 3PO.
A plan is a list of things that don't happen, okay?
I like the foot lever for firing.
Explain to me what that rope is attached to.
It's attached to one of the awnings on the sail barge. There you go. See the awnings?
It's attached to one of the buildings from Spider-Man.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Good answer, Cicero.
The awnings extend out past the end of the sail bar. That's what it's attached to.
It's a Spider-Man building that totally, yes. Yep. Yeah. Story checks out.
Yeah.
I think it says we should take a left up here. What do you guys think we should do? Yeah. All right, let's go left.
Yeah.
Is brings us
right to space.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Relaxation of space, just like an empire.
Somebody pointed out to me, which I like recently or noted, that like, wait, didn't Luke leave his X-Wing on Cloud City?
Right. It flies, though.
Yes. This is a different X-Wing.
He just got a new one.
Actually,
why would you keep giving this guy X-Wings? Come on.
Oh, black and white in the good version, because they couldn't do blue because it doesn't show up in the blue screen.
Yeah.
It's the black R2. Oh.
Yes, Disney Plus viewers have no idea what you're talking about, but that's fine.
Luke's wrist is more machine than man now.
Yes.
I also liked the sort of
twisted and evil
Jedi hand wave that got us from a sail barge to all of a sudden they are leaving the atmosphere in their ships.
Look at all those TIE fighters.
So much traffic.
Everybody's very shiny. They got everybody out. The biker scouts are out.
The Cardinals.
Quality matte painting.
Yeah, the Cardinals, the Red Guards. I love those guys.
Never got to see what they can really do, though.
I'm still wondering.
They look
after
really
all
cool.
That's
the main job.
Yeah,
they do look cool.
Primarily, they're,
Also, I think when we disembark from planes, we should have steam jets.
Yeah.
Strong argument that the Ian McDiarmid makeup game has never been as good as it is in this movie.
Yeah, it's a nice balance here.
The return of the Revenge of the Sith one is just—it's incredibly bad.
Yeah,
it looks so dumb compared to this. This is subtle. You don't get to see his face for the most part, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of profile, just a nose.
It looks very wrinkly and old and less monstrous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also when you get to like the throne room later, it's like, oh, it's horrific at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not overplayed.
Right.
And I think that was the problem in Revenge of the Sith, was that it was like very overdone, and I didn't care what he was saying because all I could do was look at the terrible makeup.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, exactly. That was the slam, and it was true.
Even there, you still can't
totally
really see him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So just good. His nose, tip of his nose away. In light.
All those creepy guys he goes with who are from like the Wizard of Oz or something.
Much better landing job, second time.
Oh, yeah. Completely different. Isn't it like there are like gold tents on that X-Wing?
I think it's ostensibly the same one, but who knows? Maybe they give him a new one. Trade in.
You know.
For 59, 95.
Yoda faded fast, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, he was in pretty good shape, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh.
It's all downhill after 900, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe he's just keeping himself alive until someone came along.
Once the ear hair gets that out of control.
Yeah, there's only so much he can do at that point.
It's a great scene, though, because, like, care about a puppet dying? Come on.
Yeah. It's
good. What a good line.
This so true.
When I was a kid, I thought about Luke's body rotting in the ground after 900 years when he said that line.
My God, John, like, Jesus.
That's what I thought.
Oh, man.
Because when he's 900 years, he's going to look awful.
That'll make a beautiful skeleton.
Oh, man. I remember telling my mom about this later and crying over Yoda being dead. My mom had no idea what was happening.
Oh, he gets tucked into his little bed.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll be a Force ghost soon.
Cold my toes are. Yes. Story I must hear.
Oh, man.
It's time to get one more dig in on Luke here.
Yeah.
He's ABD, but for
no. Jedi. And I am a Jedi. Oh,
there is another. You shall call him Baby Yoda, but that will not be his actual name.
Oh, man. Yoda turns into like a 3-year-old right here with all of the things he has to say. like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed, but
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I've got this one thing to tell you.
Look at Luke. He's like,
oh yeah, but
and
wait,
a glass
Luke,
of water.
Luke, but Luke, yeah. but Luke, I have some anecdotes I need to share before bed. Okay, 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 Luke. Okay. The time Yaddle and I hooked up, did I ever tell you?
No. Not canon.
No. Yoda's like, I can't just die in peace. You got to bring that up. Ugh.
Baby daddy Yoda, am
I? He tries to just ignore it. No, time for sleep.
Rest I need. Yes.
Can't talk to you about that.
Yes. Die soon, I must. Goodbye.
And he talks to him with his back to him. Told you.
Not listening to you, I am, Luke. Not listening to you.
Yes. Unforeseen.
Whoa.
Unexpected this is.
Oh, Yoda.
Captain Obvious you are.
What?
Hey.
Oh, stop whining.
Have you met Luke Skywalker?
I told you not to do it last movie. You didn't listen.
Jedi guilt trip.
Never listen.
Friggin' told you.
Dying I am. Guilt you will feel.
One last lesson.
Never again will we speak. Oh, ghost I will be. Tomorrow I will speak to you.
Quick review for everyone who didn't pay attention to the Swamp Last movie. Just take this pamphlet. Seriously. Fear, anger, aggression, it's all there. And he warns you about this, but do you listen? No. Don't underestimate. He doesn't get to the lightning fingers.
Yoda's eyes are crossing a little bit here, too.
Yeah. Well, he's dying.
He's dying. Give him a break.
Listen to me.
It's
your
like
father
one
did
last
not.
Important thing for you to not pay attention to. I don't think underestimate.
I don't think
and Luke's really focusing on, like, I can't tell when you finish your sentences, so I don't know if you're done yet.
Luke just keeps making that face because he has to mentally shuffle everything back into a sentence structure that he understands.
Master Yoda.
He's translating it.
But explain who that Darth Vader was in that cave that one time. I still don't understand.
It's pretty clear,
Luke. Bright you are.
Luke.
There is another.
Hey, Luke.
I like that Luke thinks this is all a prelude to him just falling asleep, maybe, because he's the shock when he realizes, like, okay, I'm still peace. Wait a second, he's dead? Oh, I guess
it's when he disappears that it really hits home. Oh, I get it.
I guess fell asleep. No, he's got a little react shot.
He might be okay.
Like,
oh no, he turned into a ghost.
Sleeping.
No.
He's sleeping.
Oh no.
What are you? I can't, but then
he's gonna need another ghost to tell him what the deal is with that other.
Ghosts all the way down.
Again,
that
I think
was
Mark
a lot
Hamill
to process.
Does good work here.
Yeah.
I should have given him that other food bar. Oh!
Because he keeps his clothes but not the blanket. There's a lot of questions.
For a minute, I was confused. Like, when Obi-Wan Kenobi disappeared, his clothes stayed. So
well, only the cloak though. He's still wearing like his pants and stuff.
It was just the jacket. Yeah.
But it
ghost
was weird.
I will become.
Then his house starts to disappear.
Maybe Ryota was just a dream all along.
He had he has smart lights,
motion sensors.
No, I just need you to fix this thing.
I can't reach that screw.
Okay. Yeah, far away.
Luke confides in R2. Remember when he lands here, he's complaining about, you know.
Yeah,
R2 isn't just his droid.
Okay. I do like to believe that R2 is no nonsense, right? R2 is like, look, I don't care about your ghost wizards. I just need to fix this, all right? Can you please?
That the vines move when Obi-Wan walks through them.
And then he gets to sit on a log.
Well,
if he was just going to go through everything, he wouldn't be able to stand on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah,
I actually
why
really
is he
like,
not floating?
He's
I actually really like
blue.
That when he first shows up, Luke calls him Obi-Wan, because there's some distance between them now, because the dude totally lied to him.
Yeah.
Oh, bars.
From a certain point of view.
Point of view, yeah.
He sells it. I was going to say something with the sitting down. Yeah. It's like, you're going to find life is not that simple, yeah. kid.
Come right. Story sit down, time sit with down Uncle on the Ben. Log with the, with the ghost. Yeah.
Have I got news for you, kiddo?
I'm old. I can't stand, even if I am a ghost.
Did you, though?
Yeah. Upon rewatching.
One of the things I hate that they do in the prequels, because it, like, you had the framework mm-hmm. here. You didn't need right Qui-Gon, you know.
Yeah.
They needed midichlorians.
Also,
though,
the strong implication in the original film is that Anakin Skywalker was an accomplished pilot.
Already
like, you know,
great pilot.
An adult yes. yep. when he was recruited. And, of course, that had to go by the wayside. It's too bad.
For no reason.
No.
He wanted more guilt trips than I guess the Emperor's already won if you're not going to do what you got to do.
What is he, like my Jewish grandmother here?
Yeah, I was going to
kill your own
Luke.
Father? Well,
Luke,
I guess.
You could eat a little more, too. You're looking yeah, kind of skinny. Yeah,
skinny bones, Luke.
And the black, it's not flattering. It just makes
and
you look even
that
skinnier.
Outfit? Yeah. Washed out, yeah.
What are you? You're a goth now? Is this your goth face?
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't get rid of these ghosts. They're going to be making me forever. That's why the Jedi's turn to the dark side, is they're tired of getting nagged by these ghosts.
Like, and you got me coming in this. You got me coming in this jungle. It's all human. I'm spitting all over the place.
That's why no one will ever guess who your sister is. It can't be done. Can't be figured out. It's basically
yeah, you got it.
I'll give you a hint. You kissed her once. Did I give it away? All right.
Sorry,
twice.
Bear your feelings. They do you credit, but maybe made to serve the Emperor. More people telling you what's going to happen later in the movie, Luke.
Yeah.
Briefing time.
Handheld camera.
Hey.
Excitement of the briefing room. Squid people.
Akbar.
Yes. Akbar.
I love his little braid.
Yes.
And his cape. Loves his capes.
Oh, this is great setup.
Who said they didn't?
I ain't crazy.
Yeah, can't admit they didn't ask him.
Yeah, I have a whole other job.
Oh, their flight is now boarding. My favorite bit about this is that the actress playing Mon Mothma just did not know what the hell she was talking about.
Yeah, well,
she sounds like she has a British accent.
Her last line, I can imagine that she practiced that like 7 or 8 mm-hmm. different times in her mirror. But she was ready.
Poppins are.
Yes. Yes.
Those computer effects, I'm Irving super impressed when that Death Star flew by.
Many Poppins died.
I don't know what Boffins are, but they died.
Right, watch her expression as Admiral Akbar is talking, where she just looks in terrified of it. Like, what the hell is with this guy?
Why is he coming at me?
She's just looking at his chin whiskers.
Yeah.
It's like, don't try not to stare at the chin whiskers.
Every time, sorry, it makes me laugh. Does not know where to look, what to do.
She's just looking at his mouth. It's really, yeah.
Clearly illustrates to the audience what's going on. Shield from big thing to little thing.
Yes. Then we'll do the same thing we did in the first movie.
Oh, last time they just sent a bullet in there.
Yes.
Now we're going to fly all the way in. It'll be much
cooler.
And
I like how it sparks at the end here.
Yeah.
There's a little mechanical click.
Good luck.
You're gonna need it.
Leia making faces next to
him. We got a lot of generals. This is kind of top heavy.
Yeah.
General.
It's got his swagger.
He's responsible for stealing the shuttle. He's gotta take credit.
Anyone can be a general.
Great hair, though.
Mm-hmm.
With the beard, too. Yeah. Like, it's just.
General.
What?
Yeah, just
waited. My goodness.
Fashionably late.
Yeah.
Again.
I saw a puppet die.
I'll tell you next time we meet.
I'm being haunted by ghosts.
You can't tell people that.
One of them is a puppet.
That shuttle's almost as big as the Falcon. There's a scale issue there, I feel like.
The shuttles are big. I know that from the Lego sets.
Yeah, they've got a crew in there.
That's true. That's true.
You want me to take that matte painting? He's adamantly convinces Lando to take his ship, but then he has second thoughts immediately.
But don't wear my clothes. Don't put on my outfit, okay?
I know. I heard about what you did in my closet.
Yeah. Those are my capes.
I got your words. Not a scratch.
Not a scratch, because my insurance is up. Yeah. It hasn't, yes, weird stuff going on.
That's my favorite bit at the end of the Star Wars, the Return of the Jedi radio drama, is where Han's like, you kept your promise, right? Not a scratch. And Lando's all, well, none of the parts left on it are scratched. That's
right. Hope you aren't married to the round radar dish, though.
Right. Or deflector shields. Yeah. I like how deflector shields are basically satellite dishes from the 70s and 80s. In someone's backyard, they're just like repositioning them.
Hmm. You weren't going to in the original cut, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that wasn't how that was supposed to go.
I think it works better with it surviving, because that's foreshadowing, making you believe that later in the movie it will blow up, and when it almost does, because it takes a lot for you to believe that they're going to kill that ship.
I had always heard it was apocryphal that there was like that Lando was going to die.
I
don't know if there's actually
something about it recently, and I think it was that was the plan that he doesn't make it up.
I've heard that story for years, and I feel like that wasn't ever corroborated. But
all right, well, someone called George.
I'll get right on that. Speed dial.
John, it took me many viewings of this movie to figure out that's where they are.
That's
the top thing there.
That's the tower. Yeah,
just because I think I was watching the ships.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I don't know that I realized that until
look at the four portholes.
It makes sense, because it's the only way the windows work.
Yeah. Right.
And also, you see the big four portholes and the four things.
Yeah, right.
And then Rise of Skywalker assumes that everybody knows this, because they show those, you know, that pointy structure.
That's where we go.
Down.
Yeah.
Crushed.
He's one of my favorite evil villains, because there's lots of over-the-top evil villains, but he's confident, but with purpose, because he's planned well. Like, he's not just like, I'm evil, therefore everything I say will be a great success. It's like, I put in the work.
Great hat.
The hat people.
And that's all we ever get to find out about them, which bums me out.
They're his cousins.
He had to give him a job.
I love Luke's garbage bag outfit.
Jim Bob
poncho.
Palpatine.
I know, but it's just it's
he loves
brown.
Ponchos. He wears one in New Hope too.
Yeah, he's got the Tatooine edition.
Yeah.
Did anyone tell him it's a forest planet? No, no one.
This poor guy has got his boss over his shoulder, just clearing people for landing.
Spot check.
Don't say that into the microphone, Leia.
What was the code?
Work.
Blue.
Right. I don't know how close they get to the Star Destroyer during
We're
this.
Not rebels.
Yeah.
Keep your distance, Chewie.
Yeah. You know, fly casual.
I don't know. Fly casual.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't understand why no one listens to the Force users here. Luke senses them because he's on that ship. We know this is a thing he can do.
What are they going to do? Leave? Also, no one's like, hey, that's Han Solo's voice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I tortured that guy like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Clear them, and then I will kill them later.
Yeah, you are endangering the mission. Why did you come?
Yeah.
You're supposed to fix
Didn't
Vader.
Didn't occur to you the boss would be at the construction site today?
Again, the scale here. They keep getting closer and closer. Now they're right next to it.
Yep.
This.
Leave them to me.
They did fill out the capture card.
They successfully identified three crosswalks. I don't know what to tell you.
But But what he really meant was, I love you.
That shot of Vader is great. It's down from down below, so he's like, we're looking up on him, and he's super threatening. It's great. Great shot.
What?
The thing I love about Han is he has this unearned confidence.
I know, right?
Yes. Semi-earned confidence? Yeah, it just...
Oh, someday I'll make a dagger that will fit this perfectly.
Is it confidence, though, or is it just optimism? Like, he just seems to
cocky
really
AF.
Believe it's going to go his way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Meanwhile,
I think he believes in the power of positive thinking.
It's Rex!
Who brought the shiny droid into the forest?
Seriously.
Right?
It never shuts up. It's like,
we couldn't slap more green slime on him to get him to blend a tiny bit.
Yeah, he needs a poncho.
They had to take him as a
Who brought the
thing.
Wheelie droid into the forest?
Yeah,
it was Wheelie.
Some person would be sick of carrying him over logs.
Party.
Generals don't wear helmets.
Also, they have dope camouflage trench coats, man.
Yeah. It's me.
Yeah.
Shout out.
He does the thing that I used to do in middle school where you tap him on one shoulder and come around the other.
I know that this is the Endor forest moon of Endor, the planet, but those redwood trees, I'm just telling you, California coast. This is planet California or moon California here.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
This is very close to where I live.
Yes, that
dummy. This is like George Lucas's homage to Northern California, this whole thing here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the speeder bikes in Northern California.
You haven't lived until you tried it, Dan.
Somebody it's dangerous, though. Very it's dangerous. Not stormtroopers. Chewie can hit
Bert
things.
Will have them there soon, though.
God, I wanted a speed bike.
I love that
so bad.
Leia just knows how to operate them.
It's not her first time on the back of a motorcycle. Her teenage years in Alderaan, man. She was a wild child.
Chewie flip. It's just like riding a bike.
Yeah. This is when I thought of the Return of the Jedi when I was very young, when I first seen it, it was the speeder bike movie, because this was like the newest, like the new thing that you had never seen before in a movie, like lightsabers were for the original Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
So this scene and the scene when they're in Hoth, when they're flying in Hoth, were just amazing with the old stereos in the theater.
Yeah.
Where you could feel it like in your, the sound, you could feel it in your butt.
The whoops of the speeder bike when it goes through and it's got like the Doppler sort of. I love that.
So famously they rigged this up. It's some ILM guys with a camera that they're holding, and they're walking very slowly through a redwood forest, shooting at high frame rate.
Yeah.
In multiple angles.
Speed
right?
trap.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. It's when Smokey gets you. I hate that.
Indoor bound.
I'll take
down.
These two.
Whee!
That move is so cool, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I also like the scene because, I mean, kind of like the pod race later, you look at it and you're like, how could anyone ever pilot anything successfully through these things? It's like, the force.
Force. You got to use force.
Yeah.
What, are all the biker scouts force sensitive then?
No, they're just expendable.
So the thing that really bugs me out is a stormtrooper can't shoot worth a damn, but they can drive the speeder bikes.
I mean, a lot of them do die hitting trees here, so.
True. Yeah, I think these are not really designed for tree planets.
Their main strength is their numbers.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
sorry,
what kind
can you speak
what?
Up?
Use your hand signals.
No, keep both hands on the bike. Don't try to shoot. I'm telling you.
He did it.
So pleased with himself.
See, I told you not look to look.
That guy lost Stump the band.
Yeah. Damn Stumps.
This is all kind of like in car chases when they'd be banging the cars against each other, which was a thing in the 70s and 80s. Every car chase had to have a scene where the two cars banged against each other. Now with speeder bikes.
Yeah.
He learned that from Han, that move.
Yeah.
Turn sideways. Yeah. Even if you're not actually narrower in that direction.
No.
It matters not.
This bit is one of my favorites.
Quit it.
We both want to be separated.
You go that way.
That flip is amazing.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
And then he's up, and he's just like,
switch.
All right, I'm done with this.
Texas switch alert there.
Going around behind the trees looks so great, too.
And I like when he takes out the lightsaber. Yeah. It's like, I'm not done yet. Oh, love it. Love it. You need that part. It's important.
He's like, I was trying to cut you in half, but that works. It's fine.
Yeah. His hat was really cramping my style.
Stupid hat. Well, it's like you get in a bike wreck and your helmet splits. And you're like, okay, well, it did the job. Now I'm done.
I think they're just sitting around waiting.
Yeah,
they're not going
to. Why
go
did they bring us to
else?
This planet? I am shiny, and you can't go on surfaces that aren't level. Oh, but you can fly. Shh! Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
He's out of fuel.
We're shortages during the rebellion.
Do you have a gas can? I ran out of gas back there. And
this is like families trying to meet in an amusement park. I was like, actually, with you, I thought we got separated. What?
Yeah.
So get plus
we've been waiting around for everyone to regroup. It's just frustrating to go places with lots of people.
Yes.
Well, you don't have that problem anymore.
You said it was pretty. You see, R2 appreciates the finer things.
Okay. Here we go.
I love them. I love them.
My kids always said that they like this movie the best of the Star Wars movies because of the Ewoks.
Yep,
they're adorable. I don't.
They're cute.
They are cute.
Not so much now, but when I was young, I definitely liked.
I still
the
like
Ewoks. Wicked.
I mean, if you're going to be eaten by any forest creature, I mean, the Ewoks are right up
this
there.
This is the most cuteness. Adorable way to die.
Yeah.
So this was originally going to be the Wookiees, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Not as cute.
Yeah. No.
I mean, if you would wonder what that movie would have been like, just watch the Star Wars Holiday Special and you'll find out.
Oh. I've been advised not to do that.
I don't recommend
the terrible scenes in Revenge of the Sith with the Wookiees.
So you can tell Leia would be a dog person.
Looks like I'm stuck here.
Dyrod is droid spelled backward. Dyord. Actually, it's Dyord, but it's not Tobor. Tobor is robot spelled backward. But that's from the Starboard.
No, he says. Yep. Oh, Lord with food.
Yep.
Works on me.
What you got to do?
She's always got snacks that way.
A little bit of peanut butter.
Right. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, food? Yeah. Oh, that smells all right.
You can tell your blood sugar's
low. Gotta come prepared.
I do, you know, this is the whole skittish, you know, forest creature who's skittish about the people and he settles in with the food, but then he's terrified by the helmet. Good, you know, establishing that they are
all
not used
again,
to technology.
Yeah.
Is a hat technology?
Sure is.
Yeah, we don't know.
She's also wearing
what she
an
looks like under there.
She's
right,
wearing an Apple
wearing
Watch, too.
It's just braids. It took me a while to do, but, you know, I have help.
I'm a princess, after all, so.
Yeah, as a princess, an interesting hat kind of comes with the territory, doesn't
that's
it?
That's why the ears poke out of the little hood, so he can hear.
Akiata.
That's right. That's what he hears.
I had a friend who always swore to me you could see the biker scout in that hand shot.
If you look really closely.
If you look really closely, yeah.
Ichawama.
They made two whole TV movies out of these three lines.
Yep. And a television show. And a cartoon.
And this is where they got for Jurassic Park. Clever girl. Oh, come from the side.
How could he possibly be that quiet?
A lot of WD-40 on that armor.
Hold on, I gotta log this.
See, the Ewok performs an important function.
Yeah.
Oh, they perform important functions later on?
Certainly, but this time he's got a spear. What does he do with the spear? Let me hit the side of his ankle with the wooden part of the spear.
Well, he knows he's smart enough to know the spear point's not going to go through the armor.
It's good that they established that that Wicked is not, you know, the cream of the crop of the Ewok military, so to speak.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, well, yep. Why didn't you say so before?
Can I get my hair done when I'm there? Because I'll go then. And she does.
The elevator door is very slow.
It really is.
Like the little black tower thingies there.
Mm-hmm. That you can't get in the middle of.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Jedi.
I think Luke jump in one later?
Yeah, he
I
does
think.
Jump in one, yeah, but yeah. There's no way to yeah. walk into one.
I'll also spend sure a long time wheels. Contemplating the pattern on this window.
Yeah.
Forest moon of Endor. Not the planet of Endor.
Right.
So we're calling
place
that
called
now?
Endor,
is that what
but
we're
they spend a lot of time outdoor.
Oh!
Oh, Cicero.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop myself.
More contemplations. The things yes. on the top of the throne. What's the deal with them?
Yeah. Speakers.
One's pointy. One's not pointy.
It's got a gaming chair.
Yeah, it's AR.
Xbox Kinects.
Yeah.
It's I infrared. Was going to go with Bluetooth speakers.
They're guns.
Also, gun Lair, chair. He will rest a lightsaber on those the arms of his chair, which seems like anything would roll off of those arms, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
They're magnetic. No.
Magnets.
How do they work?
Yeah.
Really looks like he's wearing a bathrobe in this scene, though.
Do I have to sketch it out for you, Vader?
Script. He will come to you, and then you will bring him to me.
I'm working from home today.
Yeah, I mean, what is more important than being comfortable, really?
That's right.
He spends most of the part of this movie sitting in that chair telling other people what's going to happen.
Vader, fetch my pajama pants.
That's why you become the Emperor. Yeah, that's true. The point, isn't it?
It's the fringe benefits.
Yeah.
Her speeder bike is here, but there's no body. So she probably just disintegrated, we think.
No disintegrations.
She evaporated.
Phasers were not.
A body can do that?
Maybe she turned into a ghost like your puppet friend. And that old man.
Talking about my puppet friend.
Too soon.
No, Chewie. Always thinking with your stomach.
It's in my name.
I just look at this creature and try to make sense out of what kind of animal it is.
It's got like a monkey face at some other point.
It's like a deer leg hanging down there, though.
Yeah,
it's a deer
it's
leg.
Weird
yeah.
amalgam of things. When it's in the net late, oh, there, you can see like the tusks.
There's some teeth.
Yeah. Luke yeah. figures it out before anyone else. I'm really disappointed in Han.
He's used to space traps, not planet traps.
There it is.
You can see the face is shit.
R2 cuts one rope.
Yes.
And it's
there's some
it's like just problems. The right rope.
Yeah, it's like a finger puzzle. Like what?
It's a load bearing rope.
Trying to get his lightsaber for him.
It's that rope.
I
that
got rope a saw attachment.
Because it's got metal inside it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It makes the wine. You can see the Ewok standing motionless in the background. Mm-hmm.
They're not that
now,
much.
Now? Is now our cue? Is this the time? Do it now?
See, these guys look a lot more serious than Wicket. Yeah.
But I like how delighted they all, like Han and Luke, look about this. They're like so bemused by it.
I like how Han's ready to kill them all. Takes out the gun. They're like, no, Han, don't shoot them. They're cute. He doesn't
but
like
do
how
like
he sticks
face,
in his face.
Like, are we just going to get hugged to death? Is that what's happening?
Wow. Okay. I know we're supposed to be threatened, but you are adorable. Can you get spear out of my face?
Talking to each other. He pushed my spear out of the way. Can he do that? I don't think he can do that.
Takes out the gun. My spear. Wait, hey, it's mine.
Han was totally ready to kill them all.
But no.
All right, fine. I won't kill them.
No disintegrations.
What?
Oh my goodness.
I want to see the religious text.
Yeah.
From the Ewoks that showed 3PO.
Yeah, it's like a Quetzalcoatl kind of figure.
It's a material thing. There's nothing on their planet that's shiny and gold.
A droid visited them several thousand years ago on a survey mission, and they built a religion around that droid. And that droid was 3PO. He just had his memory wiped after that.
Oh, yeah.
So people can listen to the incomparable two-part episode where we talked about this to talk about some of the questions of how this film views indigenous people. Because it's not great.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what George Lucas does.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. It's not great. But they're adorable.
Yes.
but they're also, yeah.
Some sort of god. What sort, we don't know.
How many sorts are there, really?
Yeah.
It's my morality proper. Chip.
Unlike, as their god, unlike, I must protect them.
Yeah, in Rise of Skywalker, yeah, where he can't read the words because of his programming, here he just won't do something because it wouldn't be proper, and it fits much better with his character.
Yeah.
And the stakes are lower. It's just, you know, an annoyance to Han Solo. I can't just bring them with them. They have to tie them to things and carry them.
Yep.
I love that R2 is tied up, like... Like, what do we do with this one? Just tie it up. It's fine.
Actually, you're doing him a favor, because how the hell is he going to get up there?
Good luck getting him up in the trees. Yeah.
I totally believe that they built all these things in trees when I was a kid. Now, when they cut this rope off R2, I'm like, how do they not end up cutting into his metal? I worry a lot about his metal body when they put the axe down.
He's made of titanium.
The story I remember hearing about these is that Ewoks...
Ah, there you go. Really bad feeling about this.
I mean, he is hanging over a fire pit, so it's very well warranted.
the
baby!
The baby Ewok is adorable.
It's pretty cute.
I also like my friend's the bird skull hat. Very stylish for the chief.
Chief Chirpa. I had that action figure.
Chief Chirpa. I had him too.
Be careful with
What was his name?
Actually, Chief Chirpa. That's Logray, I think. That's the like shaman.
Shaman.
Yes. Chief Chirpa's in there somewhere. I had his action figure.
And sing the song before we burn the people alive.
Yeah.
Sick beat.
Yeah, this is one step away from just having a giant... Oh, yeah.
She did go to the salon.
A
giant pot.
They got all those knots out.
Right. Right. So you get henna braids when you visit the Ewoks of Endor. Cornrows when you go to the Caribbean.
How is she not being eaten? I know she gave Wicket a cracker, but come on.
They were in the trap, so it's logical.
Nope. We got to cook all these guys. We got to cook them all. Nope.
Is this a test?
We're cooking them as dinner for you.
Here's the thing, an entire TV series where it's just them traveling around and Luke moving 3PO around with the Force to freak out the
but
locals.
But, sir, that would violate the Prime Directive. Do it.
Just tell them.
Was anyone else bothered by Luke using the Force to be kind of mean and deceptive?
I mean, it's better than getting burned alive.
No, I know.
I give him a pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like when Han tries to blow it out.
I always laughed at that every time.
And Luke's eyes roll back in his head, which is also cool.
I think he's just messing with 3PO.
Is he angry with us or just afraid? Well, probably angry. He's our god.
We can't understand a word he's saying, so.
Right. He's just yelling.
I don't know. If I saw some guy start floating around in a chair, I'd like go with the people I was going to eat, too.
Oh, that axe.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't pick him up. He's going to shock you.
Ooh, a kiss.
They know about kissing on this planet.
Yeah.
I like how Luke just lets him believe that he did it. Thanks, 3PO.
He lets 3PO believe it, too.
That's
yeah.
right.
I did.
That's a good line. It's a good line.
Good line.
I love this. Someone tell you the story of Star Wars. Have it be a droid that can make all the right sounds.
It's amazing.
It never occurred to me how awesome it would be for 3PO to tell me stories until this moment.
Yeah.
Surround sound he's got.
Right. Yes. Skywalker sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Okay.
I love the Millennium Falcon is a flapping wind
flaps
thing.
His arms. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Nooch Vader.
Nooch.
Han Solo. Tiklo.
Cargo.
That's us.
I love that.
Come on. Cuddles.
So good.
Even though we were going to eat you before, you are now part of the tribe.
We think you're awesome now. We've changed our
Very lives. Often people go from food to part of the tribe.
Yeah.
Well, I've done it 3 or 4 times.
I don't know.
They're having debate on whether that the last part of his story was good or whether it didn't.
Can we eat one of them? That's what they're saying.
No, I like to believe that they're having a debate on like the Reddit thread about whether the more recent parts of the story didn't live up to the promise of the original parts of the story.
I love the drums, and I love picking... Sorry, that hug is great.
Yes.
I hate parties.
Of course he does. He's wearing all black.
I'm out of here.
Short people.
Mm. Hey.
Bears.
So I was doing the Randy Newman song.
The story I remember hearing about why
entirely character and comedy scene.
Yes.
Don't make the god mad.
This got really confusing later.
No, you don't. She did.
Yeah, hours.
Amniotic fluid.
She died of a broken heart.
Cords.
There's a very weird droid.
I don't know, man. I was tired from the move.
It's like that book, Are You My Mother? You knew her for the same amount of time, dude. He's got Vader.
That's why I have to go.
It's true. Yoda told me to.
I don't know if you have to, but
Yoda said you have to.
But it'd be good if you could scream.
If he wants to level up,
he needs to face Vader. Yeah.
She's grossed out by it.
Your father tortured like me. He tortured my boyfriend. He blew up my planet. What could get worse than that?
Just you wait.
Wait. Now how much would you pay?
And then you'll stop.
Don't tell me what to do.
Power too. I know this is a lot to drop on you.
Especially when there are no therapists anywhere.
Here it is. Oh, there's the eyes.
You have a sister? You should introduce me. I could really use another woman in this movie.
Yeah, she puts it together real fast. That's so confusing.
Yes, I got it, Luke.
Yeah, I kind of knew that already. I don't know, but yeah.
Are you getting it yet?
It's one person.
I've always known. If by always, I mean in the last 2 seconds.
This is also a reasonable plan.
Yeah.
And he calls her on this BS too.
Yes, I
would
I
run
do.
Too. No, you wouldn't. Well, you're half right. That's the Luke we know. I have to try.
Yeah. Right. And then he's like, oh, that's my sister. All right, let me
give
her a kiss.
He kissed her on that cheek. It was a sisterly kiss.
All right.
But then, like, as he walks tender. Off, Han comes on. So we've got mm-hmm. the Cummings and it's like a Noel Coward play in here.
Yeah.
I'm inarticulate. I can't tell you.
Luke got some bad personal news at work. At work? Oh, we're on a mission. It's like, yeah, what was that work? Okay, just leave me alone.
Don't say it, Han. Don't say it. Don't say it. Oh, you said it.
You knew it was coming.
Jealousy is a bad look.
It's the wrong thing to say, huh? Mm.
But he catches himself. I admire him for like realizing.
He walks away, but
he did he was wrong.
Yeah, we haven't really established what this is, so
yeah.
I'm sorry.
He apologizes. He didn't even make it off the little bridge.
Like you did on Naboo. I just have a memory of my mother saying that.
She was very young when I was very young when she died. But I won't say how long. Yeah. Again, everybody knows I'm a Padme truther. She didn't die. That dying of a broken heart thing. That's she went to live with Leia and Jimmy Smits on Alderaan for quite a while.
Who wouldn't?
I was trying to figure out why these little bridges extend out from the central pillars.
Was Bail Organa the king of Alderaan?
King is a strong word.
Wasn't he a senator? And so he was
senator / king.
He was in
the tradition of the great senator king.
Aren't they both on basketball teams at one point?
Baseball and basketball, but yes. Good sports knowledge, John.
Yeah. Our mission is to we already know where everybody is.
Here's his flashlight.
This is the scene that I literally never remember from this movie.
I love it. I love this part.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Until we started doing podcasts about it, I was like, what? This scene is in this? I don't know. Something about it. It never stuck with me. And it's a huge
the tension
scene.
Here. I know. Walking side by side.
But like, yeah, I mean, exactly. Because these guys are like, they're fighting.
Him father.
It always like, bothered me.
Don't use that name. That's a sore spot.
That name
only Padme used that name.
Only forgot.
But like, you know, we've seen these two characters. Like, he's the big bad, right? Like every time they meet, you have to fight because he's the bad guy. Now they're just having like a tense conversation. Like that to me is that was a revelation of like maintaining that degree of conflict and tension without having them actually physically fighting.
And he's calling him on not killing him in the previous movie. And then Vader's reaction is to pull out the lightsaber. He looks like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have called you on that. Maybe you're going to kill me now. But instead, he's just impressed with his boy's work.
If there's one thing about this movie that John Syracuse has taught me, it is that it handles the confrontation between the villain and the hero in a way that is unusual. And you see it right here, right? Like, it subverts our expectations all the time.
And even though Luke doesn't get what he wants, like he's like, that's why you won't turn me over. Luke is wrong. He does turn him over, but he's also kind of right because there is conflict. Like it's the tension. Yeah. Like each scene, and you know, it doesn't turn out the way our hero wants, but still our hero is fundamentally right about what's going on. And it's his essential goodness of believing that that's in him, which allows him to triumph in the end. He never gives up and says, well, I guess F this. I guess my dad's evil. I'm going to have to kill him.
And Vader is pretending at least a little bit that he's going to do a father and son like overthrow of the Emperor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's like his, you know, I can still feel good about not being a mean dad while continuing to be evil.
Yeah.
But that only works if your son goes along with it. It's like, son, why won't you just go along with it? We could be evil together and then I won't feel bad about killing my boy, which is something I do not want to do, as evidenced by the last movie when I could have done it 10 times but didn't. Oh, guilt trip.
I appreciate that he doesn't care about his daughter. It's just like, yeah, there's another one, but whatever. It's fine.
You know. Well,
he doesn't know.
He doesn't know where the daughter is. She could be dead. She could be anywhere.
He doesn't know he has a daughter,
right? That's the whole twin twist, right? Is that he doesn't know that there were twins. He only thinks there's one. That's why they left Luke in Tatooine with the name Skywalker.
With the same last name.
To just hang him out to dry.
At his uncle's house.
He was never supposed to be the chosen one.
If her name was Leia Skywalker, it would have been not as big a surprise.
It's a common name.
It's a common name.
It's like Smith.
Smith. Yeah.
Smith Walker. That many planets, you got lots of sky.
I mean, people are named after what they do. So once people start going to space, a lot of Skywalkers.
A lot of Skywalkers, yeah. Mm. He's changed back.
Yeah, so a little backstory for the Solo movie that'll come up.
Yabdub.
Jibbuki.
Utimi.
I love this.
I don't know. They're this talking about some sacred egg. Here, but like
watching the Falcon fly with all the X-Wing. So good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
The Rebel fleet.
Yeah, it's in between
great
the ships.
Music, too.
So people... Yeah. If you're watching the special edition, I can't help you, but the original Return of the Jedi special effects for
they're
the era
pretty,
are impossible.
Well.
Like it, I remember yes. sitting in the theater and thinking,
yeah.
"How
yeah.
are there so many different spaceships moving independently in these shots? Mm-hmm. It's amazing."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's such a, you know, it was this time the movie trilogy coincided with an advance in visual effects that they could ramp up together. Kind of like a lot of video games did, where like the first game in a series looked like whatever, but you know, so we're in the sort of the fat part of the curve ramping up
and all the ships jumping into hyperspace here.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Yeah. The big ships. Yes.
Yes.
not a coincidence, so by the way, right? It's this is why the special effects got so much better.
And if you do three movies with a couple years between, that third movie you could just stomp all over the first movie in terms of complexity of the effects.
It changed everything in a way that the CGI revolution ultimately changed movies again. But in this era, they went from really nothing to these incredible motion control capabilities. And this movie, they put it all on the screen. They're like, what if we did a space battle with like hundreds of spaceships? Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
And even though motion control and models continued to be the tech until CG came in many years later as an established thing, I don't think this was ever topped in terms of the amount of motion control spaceships and battles. Like no one ever topped it. It was just like, well, that's as far as you can go with this tech, and we will continue to do what we can. I guess maybe the budgets weren't as big because they weren't Star Wars movies, but it's not like after this there were 20 movies that had even more dramatic space battle scenes with models. There weren't.
No.
We had to wait for computers to do that. And even then,
yeah, but
we had to wait a long time.
Yeah, I feel like they were just more ILM movies. So like Raiders, The Last Crusade, where they had a lot of goofy things that were happening in there. Nothing else. Oh yeah, no spaceships.
Right.
Yeah.
Only
like
if you look really
and,
closely.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be the fifth Indiana Jones.
In the space
movie.
Between spaces.
not a great speeder pilot.
I think
he's not
like
speeder pilot, but he knows the woods.
Yes. A little bit, yeah. That might be fun.
This is how I get off my bike all the time.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
No one's asking what that's hanging from, huh? There it is. Here it is. Step on one shoulder. Oh,
watch,
you looked the wrong way.
Watch for the Rex cameo. Rex cameo. There's Rex. Retconned, but I'm accepting it.
I love Rex.
Great. He's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's so good.
From
Clone Wars and
Clone
Rebels.
Wars. And Rebels. Oh, is he the guy, one of the old clones?
Yeah. He's the old.
Get out of here. Right.
Captain Rex.
Yep. Oh, get out of
he's
here.
So good.
Yeah,
nice.
They've
so
officially
good.
Retconned that's him in the on the strike team.
I haven't seen Clone Wars, but I have seen Rebels where they go out into the desert and meet all the old clones who are cool.
Yeah. That's right. He's great in Clone Wars, too. That's a great show.
Clone Wars is fantastic.
The transparent stairs that will be important later.
Transparent.
Also, predecessor for the Apple Store.
Well, not transparent, but there's no risers.
Oh yeah, early model.
Over here are iPods. Over here are iMacs.
I think how we've taken the Death Star's central station and turned it into an Apple Store is iconic.
This is like a dark Apple Store. Everything is.
This is the genius bar.
Death Star
it's just
ever.
One emperor.
Yeah, the Xboxes are over there. The PCs are over there. Welcome to the Microsoft Store. Young
Showing
Skywalker.
Off a little bit.
Whatever, I could have done that.
It's
sweet break time.
It's a family matter. You can't be here for this.
See, that's like the closest shot you get on him. And even that is creepy, but it doesn't look as cheesy as episode three.
It's less plasticky.
Yeah. Also, his bulbous head thing, I don't get it. I still don't understand anything about his transformation into...
That's where the force lives.
In the gorges, your noggin. Yeah.
It's the force gland.
It just looks so like TNG.
He walks all the way over from the other side of the room to rub it in. Oh no.
I have burned you, young Skywalker. That was a burn.
Well, because you can see the expression on his face and everything there too. Like, you still get like reaction from him under the makeup.
Oh, Luke shows his hand too early. Soon I'll be dead.
Perhaps you are overconfident about the secret attack I know all about.
I was talking about a totally different thing.
Your faith in your friends is yours.
Dude, they both got... We'll call that round a draw. They both got in good shots there.
I like my friends.
All right, so he's holding it on the arm there. No magnets, but still...
Well, presumably he has a lightsaber, right? Isn't that just a chi charger?
A trap.
His diction is just
so good.
From your pitiful band.
Luke is like, this is not going well.
Oh, I'm afraid that the deflector shield.
White operation.
Oh, God.
Mysterious sound is out of sync here.
Yes.
So now we know for the whole rest of the movie that these guys are just in a pointless thing of, you know, like, the Emperor already knows everything they're going to do.
Come on.
Don't call them or anything.
He's on it.
Yeah, don't be like, oh, hey.
He's on it. Don't worry.
Do I have to?
Here we go.
Oh, you know, where's he going to go?
Second one.
Rebel scum.
I love the disdain in that guy's voice. Yeah. These rebels.
I'm tired of my crossbow being taken away from me.
Love it.
Yeah, so good.
That's the stuff.
I also love this
moving chair. Yeah, the moving chair is great. Oh, this is my favorite music.
I was going to say, the music, like, the score is questioning, which is such an amazing...
Yeah, this is one of my favorite cues in the entire soundtrack. It's like tension.
Oh, Lando. Lando's got the brains. He puts it together.
That we're coming.
Decisive action. Break off the attack. I'll save the entire fleet.
The turn here?
Mm. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, Wedge, it's like just listen to him. He's the general.
Like the swallows, you know?
Yes.
Oh, now everything's coming apart. The tilt of the camera. Oh, everything's madness now.
Man.
Oh,
enemy ships. What's happening?
A trap!
That's what's happening.
Oh, man. I know the fighters appear behind like, oh, that shot right there. The come H. on.
Yeah. So good.
Wedge! I mean, it's kind of far away.
But I can tell things are going badly.
Do you have one of those telescope things I can put a quarter in and get a better look?
Just disinfect the eyes first.
Oh, look, now he's not holding it, but it's staying up.
There's like a lip. There's an edge.
He uses the force. It's just, you know.
You're kind of right, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I look back at this window.
Yeah.
I am unarmed.
I have many clones. But that is too complicated to get into right now.
I mean, no, but I am getting pissed.
Oh, Vader's look there, man. Oh.
It's your destiny. It's your face's destiny. Your mom is mine. Damn it, no.
Damn it, no.
This is another thing that I always feel like George, I don't know if it's attributed to George Lucas, but in the movies that he's involved in, tends to do a good job in getting our heroes into worse and worse situations.
Mm-hmm. Escalation.
Like, just escalating bad things happening before they come out of it. I mean, we saw it before with the barge scene, where, like, they're on the barge, and the barge tips, then Lando goes over, then he gets farther down, then the tentacle grabs them, then they're going to shoot at him. Like, you just pile on the badness. It's, you know, it's storybook, textbook plotting, but it's such a good job across multiple fronts of just, whatever the word for it is, making things go worse and worse for our heroes.
Everybody's situation escalates. Yeah.
C-3PO is so bad at executing a sneaky plan. It's totally not a trap. Oh, it is.
We learned a little thing about trap making.
Yeah, hit him.
Fortunately, they had plenty of time to build all of those catapults and.
Oh, but that's. I mean, they have a standing army.
Yeah, somebody had been planning this for years.
I mean, they like you know, there's wars on the planet,
conveniently located.
From the moment the stormtroopers came in,
I think that's what it is that they've
this
been.
Is, yeah, they've been setting
waiting
up,
their
waiting
moment.
For the day. Yep. Yeah.
The story I always heard about Ewoks was that they started making this movie and George decided that after two movies of watching Chewbacca fix the Falcon, they wouldn't believe that this is where he came from. So they cut the word in half and shuffled it, and they cut half off a Wookiee, and that's why you get these little baby look Chewbacca looking dudes that are called Ewoks, and that's where they came from.
Plus they're cute.
Right.
They're fine.
Kelly.
They're fine.
Oh,
they're
so there's cute. The Ewoks.
I'm not in love with the Ewoks. I've never have been. Like, yeah, they're cute, but
I love the futility of dropping rocks on my He's so proud. He's got a glider. He's dropping the rocks. They work on people.
Use the technology. Oh, you know.
Almost rock. Knocked him down.
My armor doesn't do rocks. No.
Oh.
This is another good plan. Wasn't really thought through very
shoelaces.
Well.
I love this one. Yeah.
Try again. You very gamely.
Oh, man.
Maybe we have miscalculated.
I mean, really, if only we'd seen this movie before the Vietnam War, we would have known.
Yep.
Don't try to fight a guerrilla war.
And
with,
comic relief time. Yeah. Oh, I'm concussed.
That was just a question of time.
So apparently they've already blown up an AT-ST because there's a guy hiding behind a lake.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a smooth path.
Yeah.
I know.
Because I'm a hero. That's why I'm going.
Get to the bunker.
Did they just upgrade him to 4x4 wheels for this? Those big knobbly ones?
Oh, the sad music.
Sad music, yeah.
Let the rocks fly.
Yeah.
Does not work.
Guys, do
Does
we still have our
work.
Two hammers that go together? Because that might work.
I mean, it's not hammers. They're trees. What they need is more force.
We think of them as hammers because we use them to hammer things.
Oh, another good scene.
Yes.
For the forts.
Oh, here we go.
In the trees. Oh, it's so good.
Get him, Wedge.
Wedge!
Go, Wedge.
Wait, that's our ship. Don't blow...
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that switch of perspective. You mm-hmm. fall one ship, and then you're falling the Falcon.
Yeah, fighting about... That's another smart thing for the setup. Like, flying around in space, there's no point of mm-hmm. reference. So if you have the battle take place among bigger ships, makes for more dramatic shots.
Sure.
I also just liked all the different ships. I remember that being really exciting as a kid, that there were so many different kinds, that they, not just the number of them, but the variety.
Something special.
Is it a party? Is it?
There's cake in the break room for them.
So he's gonna drop the hammer again. He's like, you thought things had gotten as bad as they could get? Actually, no.
For the operation.
Why are you so angry about
you it? You didn't even finish the outside.
Well, yeah, you built from the inside out. That's rule one.
Mm-hmm.
Is this stock footage for
repurposed?
They flipped that one.
Mm-hmm. Turn your head away. You'll be fine.
Just cover your ears. It'll be okay.
Well, operational.
That's what I hear.
No, oh, Akbar's ready to retreat.
Yeah.
Terrible fingers.
His hands.
Yeah. Well, Lando
believes
in his friend.
How does digits work?
Ootini! Han doesn't need R2. He can figure it out.
I love this shot. Oh, in the eye!
Yeah. That was.
The compatibility of space always astounds me.
At least in the future, we've figured out the connector situation.
Yes. Yeah, there's like an old Republic standard, connection standard. That
R2 also gets fried in every single movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Although
and Han is so broken up about it. Watch his reaction. Look, he's so sad about R2.
All his parts have popped out. Yeah. All his accessory parts.
Han's attitude towards droids is definitely utilitarian.
I mean, they got a job to do.
You're not useful now, so all right, let's figure it out.
And we can see Han Solo doing the most Han Solo-ist job of this job.
Rip
that
some
he's
wires
doing.
Out.
Right. The hot wire. Oh, the dead Ewok.
Oh, sad dead Ewok.
For 14
the Ewok that makes a
seconds.
Baby cry sound when it dies. Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Come on.
Oh, no.
He's dead.
Nothing is permanent.
No.
Back to wacky hijinks.
Looking bad up there in space.
Goodbye.
Again, this same plan used in Rise of Skywalker. Get close.
Yeah. There's a good plan here, though.
Yeah, it's the only option. Good explanation, Lando. Very
where are we going?
Yes, it's, yep.
You got to kill two minorities.
There go the diversity hires. They're always the first ones to go.
Look how precarious. Really precarious. It is. Look how precarious.
Right?
Stop calling me back.
Still there.
Right. I'm not trying to get this internship.
Yeah. I did not apply.
I'm really pissed. Because I thought it was a good plan.
I like the turn away.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, like...
Oh, stop feeling my anger. That's gross.
I do not want to hear more about your offer.
And he does so really well, you're like, I remember as a kid thinking, stuff. Yes, Luke, strike him down. What are you doing?
Do it! How could you not? Yeah.
No, never do what the bad guy tells you to do.
I know,
come
but
on.
I was like 8 years old.
And I like the little flip the lightsaber goes here. Whoop.
Oh, yeah, right in front of his face. You had confidence that Vader would protect him.
He 100% knew.
Such a good scene. He's so happy. He's so happy the sabers are out.
Yeah.
He's been working a long time toward this.
I always felt like Chewie was like the chief Ewok, like because he's the big version of him.
He's the Ewok Whisperer.
Yeah.
Tarzan.
The Chewie technique is to just lift the people out and throw them away.
Is that the pizza? Did you
no
order pizza?
No solicitations. A slap fight.
Don't worry.
They just much larger to death. Bear on the roof.
Do not let the Ewoks drive.
Too late. Hey!
Instead of coming in, Chewie hangs his head down to yell at them.
Because, yeah.
So that walker had no cadence. It was just straight, yeah. No bounce.
They put the branches in the foreground to let you not think about that too much.
Oh, I like that everybody's like, hey, that one's on our side.
I like when the legs just stay there.
Yeah.
They love it. They're like, this is awesome, Chewie. Do it again.
Yeah.
All right, wasn't that big of a deal.
He's just reaching for the little ball on the end of the gear shift, and Chewie has to get him to knock it off.
I tell you, isn't this like a Redwood Preserve? Oh, the Rambo shot. We shouldn't be blowing up all those redwoods. This is, you know.
Yeah, it takes hundreds of years for them to grow. Come on, people.
I mean, but verisimilitude, guys. You got to blow them up.
Yeah. Actually, this is a good plan.
I like this one, yeah.
And he runs away. He's smart enough
to
do that.
Also, solid.
Also pretty good.
I liked that one.
Yeah.
No matter how good your armor is, rocks are going to hurt.
Rocks will always win. Here we go. Right,
this is a movie magic. They both come down at the same time, but we see them release 2 seconds apart. Also, a good plan. Logs are big and heavy.
I liked this one a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was always afraid this was Chewie.
Oh, you almost made it, dude. I know we shouldn't have designed these things to explode when they fall on their side.
Han closes more doors.
Amazing. That's an amazing moment.
And then Leia gets shot. And it always made me wonder, like, what are blaster physics?
Yeah. Like, is it just a burn?
Oh, no, we lost.
She's such a badass.
Yeah. Right.
Two for two.
Yeah, so she killed them, right?
She shot that guy who was in the ATST before.
Also, again,
bye-bye with the feet.
Stormtroopers wear armor. And one shot kills
Han Solo smile here. Crooked Han Solo smile coming up. No, wait.
Wait.
Here it is.
Yeah, wait, wait.
Oh, crooked smile.
I think the issue with the Stormtrooper armor is that it's cheap and mass produced, so it's not actually good.
Oh, great flip thing.
Yeah, floating flip.
Yeah.
Stop
coaching me.
Yeah.
You're just reminding me that I'm screwing up. I'm not supposed to fight.
I'm tired of Vader with his and his I want a younger apprentice now with no breathing problems.
It's kind of cool with the cape off one shoulder too.
Mm-hmm. He's a must.
Yeah.
And very shiny. It seems much shinier than in some other shots.
Yeah, it's much more polished in this movie than in the previous movies.
That was his cover for Men's Health.
Knowledge and defense. Defense is right on the list. Never for attack, though.
You're pretty good at lightsabers. How are you at other stuff?
Watch my flippies.
Battleship?
Yeah.
Can you flip?
Checkers?
How about a flip? Can you give me a flip?
Yep, there he is.
Yes. Impressive.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time for you to play some mental games.
Conflict.
Yeah, stop blowing up my spot, Luke. Come on, my boss is here.
Luke up on the catwalk here, I think, is a deliberate flip of Empire when they're battling, right? Mm.
I wonder why more people didn't throw their lightsabers.
Whoa.
Especially if you can make that.
Oh, Emperor loves
all
it.
At once.
Yeah, the lightsaber throw. We worked on that together.
10 out of 10. Lightsaber is not a boomerang. How many times must I tell you? Yeah.
Tide's turning.
Alarms are constantly going off in the Falcon. What a supportive leader.
If we cover our face, they don't know it's us. You should totally come out now.
Also, we're fine down here. We're fine. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, you worked on that plan.
Now. How did he take that long to get down out of the AT-ST?
That's three squats.
Is there what, car alternators? the stealth. This is the stealth section. Look at the bottom of those control panels. Looks the same as the top. Good design. Yeah.
Why do you need those? No one knows.
The bottom of the...
people stand underneath
the circular window.
Who's standing down there? What are they doing? Why are they in the Emperor's throne room? Also, Vader has
it's
a hard time with stealth
because
like, his chest is like glowing.
I just felt like Luke was throwing his voice here. It's another force power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never figure out where exactly he's hiding.
Don't think of a pink elephant, Luke.
Especially.
No, don't think of it. Oh, Luke.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Oh, 7 again, Luke.
Really?
He was wise for a change. Oh, don't rub it in about Obi-Wan. He's already dead.
Outrageous!
I hate you, Dad!
He's lost all of his finesse.
So, he's angry
I want
now.
A tater tots!
Time for the tracking shot. Here it
this is.
This is
a good rate.
You were never there for me, Dad!
Vader seems like he's doing okay for a while here, even though he's on the defensive, but there's a moment where they, right around here, where they turn, and then he's like holding on to the railing, so he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. And now he's like, I'm just gonna leave here, I'm a little tired.
I'm gonna destroy you.
Oh, hey, see what I did there? See what I did there?
Hey, you got a robot hand. Like I do.
On the same hand.
They're both righty, so
the villain is
hand.
Cheering. I guess that
that's
wasn't good. Great.
Wait, my hate? Damn it.
Wait, what? Oh.
What was Yoda saying about this? Something?
I was trying to kill him with love. I went the wrong way.
Sell it to the audience. Figure it out. Although I feel like
people
would still watch
like
this and not understand what he was getting at, even though they showed you his robot hand
Look
earlier
hand,
in the movie.
There it is.
They don't show you it again. Yeah.
They play up the sound, though. There's like sound of him moving his hand, and they play like the servos.
He chucks it away.
Eat it.
And you can't make me.
I love that they cut away after this.
I love this line.
I'm disappointed.
I win.
So be it.
Jedi. And then they leave the scene because you're like, Luke
Harrison
did it.
Ford
he held his ground. I'm sure he'll be fine. The triumph of Luke. He's done it. He refused to fight.
Radio antenna, no.
Oh, man. I hope there weren't any Ewok villages near there.
This is another smart thing with, like, you know, the trench is fun because you're in tight quarters, right? So we don't have a trench this time, but now we're going to have them go where the photon, you know, torpedoes
into
the
superstructure.
What do you mean? What the hell?
Blue lightning.
No one told me that was a thing.
Yoda tried to tell you.
The Emperor. Lightning he has.
Blue lightning there is.
Outwatch for it.
And he's right. Only now at the end. It's like, maybe you would have made a different calculation. If you knew about the lightning fingers.
You know.
I mean, it did sell me on the job a little better.
This is such a great thing about the Emperor has been completely passive. He hasn't needed to do anything until now. Mm-hmm. And then we realize, oh yeah, he's super powerful. Right. He's not a wizened
old
guy.
He didn't get there by
chance. Control out of tradition.
Yeah.
People weren't like, I'm really into his policies. Let me elect him.
I would never visit your TED Talk on YouTube.
Look how dusty Vader's helmet is. He's all beat up.
Yeah.
I also really like the scene where you can see the lightning go along the bridge of Mark Hamill's mouth.
Yep, the lightning braces. Yep. It's coming up soon.
Yes.
Oh, and now?
Now, young Jedi.
What's going to happen now? Tell me. Oh, no, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Oh, no,
it's very factual.
You will die.
Pass.
I thought there would be pizza now.
No, there is no pizza now.
Oh, but your teeth are so ugly. Yeah. Will my teeth be like that after they get lightning? Let's see.
I guess I should be thinking about things. I should be making a choice
here.
Ooh, that teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Vader here.
Yeah, do I want this guy? Do I want that guy?
He's our villain for three movies.
So mean.
Here we are.
You're going over the edge. I decided. And we see Vader getting the lightning to his head, just so you know it kills him.
The skull.
Yeah.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
Wee. Oh.
Why can't he float?
He wasn't oriented.
That was a lot of
stuff
because,
in there.
It's because only hope floats.
I do like that he made
that's
a really
not
big
an
explosion.
Answer, but you know. Yeah, he makes a little force explosion.
He just skipped that day at the academy.
That sounded too good, Dad.
No. Your CPAP needs more water, Vader.
What are you doing hugging the bad guy? It's so weird.
Oh, this level was really hard in Rogue Leader, let me tell you.
Super Return of the Jedi.
Oh, so hard.
Wedge.
I've gone through this tunnel several hundred times, and I died about three quarters of the way through several hundred times.
Yep.
Because if you hit anything, you die. It's brutal.
The worst part is then you have to get out again.
It's so hard.
Yes, that was bad.
Woo! Wedge. It's a good thing they left all these big things in here. It's
having
wide enough to fly
ships.
Having
the TIE fighters crash really sells you on the fact that this is a heroic thing that is difficult to do. Like, the ships aren't flying themselves through this.
Oh, yeah. How come you didn't have the rear defective shields on?
More importantly, how do you split up? Where do you go in these weird tunnels?
They have GPS.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Waze.
Oh, it's too close.
Establishing the different kinds of hallways, so when he's going back out, we know he's on his way back out because he's going through the hallways in a different order, and they all look different.
Too late!
Well,
nobody
nice doing
asked
you, Piet.
You.
Not an intentional kamikaze, but...
But, you know.
I like that even Akbar realizes, is like, oh, man, that was a big deal. Everyone else is celebrating, but he's got, like, a little, like, whoa. Woof.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It makes the pointy thing go into the big thing.
Yeah. I do like the
this
explosion.
Is a reuse from A New Hope 2, I think, up until that shot right there.
Yeah. Right.
Anyone want to help?
Stumbling?
Darth
Vader
Vader?
Is heavy.
No.
Anyone?
Okay.
Anyone? They're like, nope.
Nope.
He made me cry earlier.
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
He's got the 80s flap down on his little outfit now.
Luke, help me take this mask off.
Oh, the drama of that scene when I was watching this as a kid. What?
He's got to take the mask off.
Yeah.
Do we have time for this?
Really got to get out of here.
This is the heart of the movie, Dan. We have time for it.
James Earl Jones is gone.
I do like that it's a multi-part helmet.
Yeah.
I always felt like the thing in front of his face looked like a Bob Dylan's harmonica.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a video. I've seen it.
Yeah, Saw Gerrera has one of those too, and it still looks like a harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wait, I've been scared of you this whole time?
That's the whole point.
Also, you're British? I'm very confused.
He's Sean Connery, yeah. My son.
He looks like the face on the
moon. Yeah, there you go. He gets an Alaska mine.
Very blurry eyebrows.
I do like the fact that his voice is so different out of the mask. It's so much weaker, and, you know.
Why wouldn't everyone have a mask?
Yeah, I mean, if we could all put on something that makes us sound like James Earl Jones, we should do that. Gives you much more authority.
Two pizzas. I agree.
Super size. There was a top 10 list one time that David Letterman did that was top 10 things that sound awesome when James Earl Jones says them.
Hmm.
It's really funny.
Literally. The only one I
remember. But then he got James Earl Jones to come out and do the list. So he was going, you know, number six and go over to him. The only one I remember is Heebie Jeebies, which was delightful.
Isn't there there's a Morgan Simpsons music. Episode where I think he says, this Fish. Is F-U-N.
I always pictured like room. They should the timing, like they should see the Emperor fall down like as they're driving through.
Uh-huh.
So this room is big, and they're flying around in it, and the sense of motion is lessened because it's such a large room. And so when they go back into the confined quarters, the sense of speed is great. You see the big thing in the distance drop, the explosion of that tight. That shot is great.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree with the Emperor, though. What was that? Some dude in a bathroom just went by the window.
Also, there's a shot here where Mark Hamill looks like he does it right there, where he looks actually like he did in A New Hope a bit, because his hair's down and everything. Yeah. Huh?
Wedge. It's time for everybody to skedaddle.
Commence skedaddling.
This Death Star is coming down, and by that I mean it's going to come down on the forest
and shooting out.
Endor.
Come on.
Boom. Shoom.
The Falcon gets its own glory shot. It is the only ship seen speeding away from the exploding Death Star. Everyone else is already out.
Oh, no.
The Ewoks
died. Many Ewoks are killed by those meteors.
They'll all land in the ocean.
Yeah, a lot of the biggest chunks will burn up in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we won. It's a great moment. I'm sure he's fine. Oh, he is fine. I'm using my magic.
Han, you're so dumb.
He's
trying to do the right thing.
He's trying, but he's also a jerk.
He's also guilt tripping.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yes, I don't even realize how dumb you are.
Is he supposed to give up without a fight?
Yeah, but she's kind of playing him a little bit too. Come on.
You're stupid.
Oh, you're a dummy.
Dipstick.
What is it like?
Listen, idiot.
You mean
like, yes, this is the best moment of my life.
No, but he's like, takes a while, but with the thing and the hawk and then
he's still thinking about it.
Still,
yes.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Now you're getting it. Also, Yub Nub.
Yes,
little teddy bear. Yub Nub, indeed. Mm-hmm. All right.
He just wants
Yub Nub. We're in the middle of something here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, people who are watching the Disney Plus edition, you're going to hear a song here that is not the song we hear, and I don't know what to tell you.
We get to see the pyre first.
Yes.
Of all the songs in Star Wars, it is certainly one.
That mask, we're never going to see it again.
Mm-hmm. No.
I do love this scene.
It's so good.
Also really well spoofed in Spaced. Where Simon Pegg burns all his Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes! So good.
Now we learn the Rebellion remembered to bring their fireworks.
Yep, they retrofitted the X-Wings.
Yep.
Because they say, hey, we might win, and if we do, we're
going to
want these fireworks.
Yeah.
Do you think they're celebrating on other planets? I guess we'll never know.
No. How would they know on other planets? There's no interplanet communication at that
the
speed.
The mail is slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, they're rocking it on Endor.
The forest moon is rocking, but the
I like
the foreign secretary of the empire is like, there's no proof, there's no truth to that rumor that the empire is fallen and the emperor is dead. No.
Continue to obey your warlords. Everything is fine.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing Yub Nub here. See, no matter what Disney Plus tells me,
Luke kept the casual flap down.
Yeah, casual Luke.
I love Lando describing, like, then I shot out the Death Star. It was awesome.
Yub Nub.
No.
Yub Nub.
Yub Nub. Yub Nub.
Wedge gets a handshake.
Yeah.
That's how Archer dances. Archer, he turns his head slowly.
Yep, he just turns his dome.
That's how I dance, too.
Hey, look, right. It's Hayden Christian. I mean...
Oh, yeah. It's that guy.
It's also another guy.
God, the movie...
doesn't look
this
like
universe
a hard-boiled
so
egg
by the end of this movie. Three movies, they all fit together. All the pieces fit. It's perfectly fine. We see the people we expect to see.
Group shot.
Yes.
Woo! Yes.
And they never made any more movies.
And it always looked like this.
Story by George Lucas. Good dialogue by Lawrence Kasdan.
Exactly.
Indeed.
And also Carrie Fisher.
Oh, I'll stick around for the post-credit scene where they all join the Avengers.
Co-producers with a comma.
And a huge space. Huge space.
Yeah. Again, I think the people watching the Disney Plus version have no idea what we're talking about because we are watching all the weird things that are in the credits of the original.
Which I Harrison like. Ford still gets dead center, but all three of the mains are side by side. So more top billing.
Yeah. Sebastian Shaw gets credited before James Earl Jones and David Prowse. Come on. Apparently Sebastian Shaw was famous for being in some kind of commercial in Britain, which means that when he takes off the helmet, all the British people are like, what?
What's that guy?
Candy bars. Yeah. I don't remember what
I mean,
his face was on the movie and the voice actor's faces weren't, and the body actor's body was in the movie technically, but not really.
Gotta have a good agent. I mean, come on. Mark Hamill got second billing in The Force Awakens. He's in the movie for 2 minutes.
Like, that doesn't say anything.
That agent.
By that point, he was Luke Skywalker.
That's agents, yeah.
I know, that's killer.
In this modern age of credits, I always watch to see when the musical credit's going to come and the visual effects, because the musical credit person, if he has the power, tends to time his name with some dramatic cue in the music, and the visual effects person, their job is to make like whatever's cool going on in the background be super cool when their names come up. But now there's so many visual effects, it's harder.
Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Size snoodles.
All right. Well, Return of the Jedi. Good movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I think so.
Holds up.
I think so. Yeah, it's a good movie and a good ending. Gets it parked in a pretty good place. Which then they took off from there. But
it's tough to land these trilogies, and this has really set the pattern. If you got three movies and you want to tie them up with a bow, make everybody feel good and have a dramatic good third movie, you can do worse than modeling this one.
Yeah.
All just right. No yub yub at the end of yours.
And yub nub, whether or not people agree, yub nub. Let's go around one last time. Thank you to my fellow commentators on this commentary track. Aline Sims, thank you.
Yub nub.
Yub nub. Cicero Holmes, thank you.
Yub nub was always my hype song growing up, so thank you.
Dan Morin, thank you.
Yeehaw!
John Syracuse, thank you.
Stay tuned for our next chapter, which is entitled The Force Awakens.
Mm. And Kelly Gamont, thank you.
Yub nub.
And thanks to everybody out there for listening and watching with us. And you can watch the rest of the credits without us. Goodbye.
But who's the jeweler? Oh, Richard Miller. Okay. Every movie has to have a jeweler. Is that like a code word, like best boy? Or is that literally someone making jewelry?
I think literally someone making jewelry.
Or selecting
probably.
It.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Ewok's
lyrics.
Three
different credits for English lyrics, Huddy's lyrics, and Ewok's lyrics. Ewok's lyrics by Ben Burtt.
Ewok's.